from the Director Department of Transportation requesting authorization to execute a federal state of good repair contract with the Federal Transit Administration to support facility repairs at various transit locations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I'd like to move approval of item 4. Mr. Janzik, you'd like to move approval.
Mr. Janzik.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. The resolution that you have before you is to accept the state of good repair grant. The department was successful in obtaining the grant for about $3.2 million to aid in the repairs of several different transit facility-based items like wash units and back systems and things like that. I just want to point out that this resolution does not authorize funding. It's just simply to accept the grant at this point, and the funding will be determined through the budget process.
Thank you. Any other questions? So let's go to the
Director. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a question about they rejected our application on the buses, but they funded all of the other capital projects. And I just wondered, did we know, is there some formula, or did we know 3.24 was exactly what was available to us, or how did we decide about it?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, the 3.2 was the value of what we projected the cost of replacing those items were. So it was what we put into the grant for those particular items.
Yeah, no, I understood that, but it was everything that we asked for. What I'm questioning is whether there's some formula, or how did we know that was what was. Say it another way. We obviously thought that there was a possibility to get $9 million because we asked for $6 million for buses. Were there other capital projects? They obviously did not see the value of funding the buses, but they saw the value of all the capital projects, so other capital projects. So how did we know that was available to us, or whether there were other opportunities on the capital side other than buses?
Mr. Chairman, commissioners, the State of Good Repair program is for projects that are in your pipeline that are pretty much ready to be executed. So when we looked at our five-year capital plan, these are the projects that were on our list that could be done with that thought in mind. There isn't necessarily a federal percentage where they say X amount of dollars is going to come to this area. This is the last round of a competitive-based grant program where you're in a competitive pool with other transit facilities and properties throughout the nation. So they're prioritizing based on what you have readily available to move forward on. And I think that's why we were not successful on the vehicles, because we do have some grant money available still for vehicles that we're going to put into place on our next bid.
Well, thank you for anticipating that question. Why we're competitive on the vehicles as we have in the past. So, thank you.
Sir, Judge.
Well, I was going to ask a similar question, but it seems to me the next question is, why didn't you have more projects in the pipeline? It looks to me like there's money being left on the table that we could have had access to if you would have been a little more aggressive in terms of getting projects out there. So with this experience, I'd like to ask you to try to get those projects in the pipeline so we can be more aggressive with grant funding.
You want to cover it today? Okay. If there's no other comments or questions, I do have a motion for approval. Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.